Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What the Lord quickened to me is that everybody wants to be delivered from the fiery furnace. It's much more comfortable to be delivered from the fiery furnace. But it won't impress our children in their classes if we tell them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they prayed and said, Lord, change Nebuchadnezzar's mind so he doesn't throw us in. And Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, I won't throw him in. And the kids will look at you and go, okay, can we have a cookie? Not so impressed. Being delivered is good. Don't get me wrong. Thank God for it. It's good. It's great. But it gives God more glory when you're delivered out of the midst of the fiery furnace. It's with situation after situation after situation. We would rather not have to deal with it. We'd rather not have to go through it. But do you want God to get some glory, or you want Him to get a lot of glory? Come on, anybody want Him to get a lot of glory? A lot of glory. Because when you tell the little kids about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they tied them up, and they heated this thing up hotter than it ever been, and they're thinking, ooh, they're going to throw them in? No, they're not going to throw them in. Yeah, they're going to throw them in? No, surely not. Yeah, they ran, and they threw them inside the pizza oven. They threw them inside the oven. No, not inside. Yes, inside. No, yes. You got their attention. They're not even thinking about cookies right now. You might know what I'm talking about? Is it a greater testimony? Does it give God more glory? And they stood up in the middle of it? Yes, because the Lord was in there with them. Ooh. He was in there with them. No singeing, no burning, no smelling of smoke. They had no hurt. Everybody say no hurt. There was no hurt. There was no harm in the pot. There was no hurt in the water. There was no hurt in the fire, in the middle, midst of the burning fiery furnace. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot more comfortable if it misses you by 300 miles. Yeah, it is. We're all for that. But actually, it's a greater testimony when you're right in the middle of it and you don't even have the smell of smoke on you. Can anybody say glory to God? Glory to God? Glory to God. Now go to Acts, please. Oh, thank you, Lord. Makes me want to sing. Makes me want to say hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Acts 28. You know, Phyllis read Psalm 91, and part of that psalm said, no harm will befall you. It won't come near you. This is the blessing of the Lord. This is the will of the Lord. He revealed Himself as healer, demonstrating His ability to neutralize an evil, harmful thing right in the middle. I'm sure they thought, this is a bad water hole. What we need is a new, we got to find another water hole. The Lord said, no, no, you don't. You don't have to find a new water hole. I'm going to fix the one you got. Can He fix the one you've got?
Yes.
Man, you can go a lot of ways with this. There's a lot of people have decided, I need a new spouse. Mine's bad. Bitter. poisonous. They may think the same thing about you. And our marriage is poison. I mean, you hear people say things like this. It's toxic. It's, you know, and what I need is a new situation. I need a new place. I need a new marriage. My kids are crazy too. I need new kids. Need a new job. I just need a whole new situation. No, you forget. There's a God who can make the bitter, the poisonous, the undrinkable sweet. Come on, say that out loud. He can make the bitter sweet. Besides that, if you don't get you fixed, the next situation you get involved in, you're going to bring the same trouble into it. You'll find out it wasn't all them. Oh, that went over big, didn't it? Well, that's why people keep going through the same thing. Same cycles over and over and over again. Because you can run to the farthest part of the world and you can go through 8, 9, 10, 12 people and you're going to find out that when you got there, the problem got there.
That's right. That's
right. You brought it with you, and I'll move on. Acts, Acts 28. Acts 28, 1. Said out loud, my God is the healer. And he makes the bitter sweet. How can he make the bitter sweet? His power neutralizes the evil, harmful thing that was in it so that it no longer hurts and you have no harm. Numbers 21, the guys had been bitten. They were not hurt from the venom anymore. In the pottage, the soup, the stew that had the poison plants, no harm in the pot, the Bible said. The waters that were killing and causing problems, sweet, no problem anymore. Can you see a pattern? Can you see? The Lord's always done this, and he never changes, and he still does this today.
Yes.
In Acts 28, am I reading in the New Testament here? When they escaped from their shipwreck, and they landed on this island. They lost the ship in the storm. You know, Paul was in a hurricane. Is that right? And they could have avoided the whole thing if they'd have listened to Paul and stayed in port and just waited a few weeks or months and left. But they didn't do that, and because he wasn't in charge of the ship, he had to go through some things he shouldn't have had to go through. A lot of lessons to be learned here. But anyway, by the mercy of God, he said, we're going to lose the ship, we're going to lose the cargo, because you should have listened to me. But our lives are going to be spared. Every one of us is going to be saved. Even when people don't listen to God, you can still find some mercy. And they landed on this island called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire, received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. They've been out on the waters and the storm for all these days. And I know they were glad to finally have some solid land under their feet and some people helping them. And Paul gathered a bundle of sticks. How many know preachers can work too? Yeah. He's not just sitting around waiting on somebody to do something. He's out gathering up sticks, put them on the fire, and for his kindness and help, out comes a viper, a poisonous snake, out of the heat and fastens on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man's a murderer. Though he escaped the sea, he missed drowning, but karma caught up with him. Which we don't believe in that. Vengeance suffers not to live. Their beliefs had to do with, you know, your evil deeds are going to get up with you. They're going to catch up with you some way or another. And they assumed, would you look at that? The man just survived a hurricane and a shipwreck. And swimming to the island, But it got him anyway. He's got to be a bad man, bad man. Were they right about Paul or were they wrong about Paul? They were wrong. He was on that ship because he's obeying God, preaching the gospel.
That's right.
Not because he's a bad man. Now, this is enlightening. Just because something harmful happens to you does not prove you're a bad person. Or that your evil deeds are catching up with you. No. No. The enemy, he is the killer. He is the thief. He is the destroyer. He'll kill everybody. He's an equal opportunity killer.
That's
right. He don't care how good you've been. He'd rather destroy you. So they were wrong. They were wrong. But Paul, what did he do? What did he do? Boom. Ah! God! How much worse can it get? I'm coming to meet you, Jesus. What did he do? All I've been trying to do is preach the gospel. I've been beat. I've been stoned. I've been arrested. I've been kept in chains. I've been put on a boat as a prisoner. I've been in a hurricane for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And now, now this. Oh, friends, just because you are a believer and just because you are a man or woman of faith does not mean you will slide through this life with no challenges. Are no issues. And so many times we would rather be delivered from it. Let's just get delivered from this whole ship ride, hurricane, snake bite deal. Right? You'd rather be. But it's not as great a testimony as being delivered out of the middle of it. What did he do? We need mind renewal. What did he do? This poisonous viper in his hand. He probably something like this. He thought, you dumb devil. You can't kill me. I'm on a mission. See, the angel had told him on the ship, you must be brought before Caesar. You got an appointment.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me